Reopening the meeting. Do we have a motion to reopen the meeting? I'll make a motion that we reopen the meeting for our July sewer board meeting. It's
July 10th.
July 10th, 9:15 p.m. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All right, Todd seconded. Same present from our original meeting. The discussion is basically with Leroy Wayman and his lot that he has there, where there's a sewer lateral that he doesn't have access to a sewer lateral because the lot adjacent to him has taken it and not connected to their appropriate lateral. He has asked us to consider basically reimbursing some or all of his impact fee to cover the cost of that. We received cost estimates from him. The one cost estimate to basically tie directly into the manhole, which is the preferred option, was $12,415, and the other option was to basically swap out the existing lateral so that he's connected to the lateral that was originally assigned to him, and the existing house would be connected to their originally assigned lateral, which would mean demoing a lot of demolition on the existing lot plus replacement of their driveway. And the estimate on that was $20,000, a little over $20,174. So does anybody have any thoughts or consideration on reimbursement or payment on this?
I really struggle with identifying any responsibility from the district on this.
And basically what he asked for us to do was that if we would make a consideration that if the sewer district was willing to participate in any of these costs, that he realizes that some of this cost is his to install the lateral, but he would also go to his neighbor. And basically if he had some consideration of what we would cover, if we would cover anything, then he would go to his neighbor and basically say, this is how much I feel you owe, and he'd have to work that out with them.
Did the neighbor build the home, or did he have a contractor build the home? Or is he a contractor himself?
I'm not sure.
He's an architect.
He's an architect?
Yeah.
The homeowner. I think he built the home. He was saying he didn't buy the home from somebody else. He may have hired a contractor, but I think he's involved in the construction of the home.
So was he kind of acting, though, as his own general contractor and then subbing everything out? Or?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
The real issue is,
why didn't it get inspected?
Why did it not get inspected in the first place?
And so that was the brief conversation it sounds like the current builder has had with his neighbor, is that he asked him the question, and he said, I just connected as the city told me to connect. And, of course, that's not appropriate because the city doesn't have any jurisdiction.
Yeah, it was the county at the time.
I would suggest, there's three parties involved, both houses, both lots or whatever, maybe just going thirds on it, it's just a thought.
Well, and that's even more than the proposed cost, so really all we're being asked to is some form of the impact fee.
Impact fee is how much again?
I think it's $43.81, if I remember right.
So a third would basically be almost covering it because it's $12,000 something for the cost of the preferred option.
Is the preferred option the only option? Is there an opportunity to increase the size of the lateral, the existing connection, or the one that he was supposed to tie in, and do a Y for two laterals in the same, two connections in the same lateral?
He did mention that. He did see if that was a potential option that we could consider, is allowing both houses to tie into the same lateral. And my response was is no, based on our previous experience and problems we've had, is you need your own lateral.
I agree with that 100%.
As you said, there's still an impact to the system, so I don't think it would be a full reimbursement, but a fair amount. So in the $4,000 range, because we have put some expense. Well, the impact on the system is really the issue, right?
Yeah,
and to Brennan's point, I mean, we can look at it and say he's requesting impact fees returned, but it's really not an impact fee. He's requesting the mess up between non-inspection of the sewer lateral.
Yeah, I don't think we can refund the impact fee.
Yeah.
And so if we were just to say,
yeah,
you know, forget about calling it a refund for the impact fee, as suggested, you know, just mm-hmm. say X amount of dollars, you know, whatever we think that we feel responsible for not.
And probably we should leave that up. I don't think that we're responsible for it. I think that you're just being
courteous
to, yeah. But I don't think you want to, I don't think we had any liability in it because we didn't do the inspection and wasn't contacted to do the inspection. So I think we'd be careful with how we.
And I guess that's the challenge is none of the rest of us have access to the records to verify. Keith has said that he didn't do an inspection and he generally does keep a record, a paper record, when that is done.
To find that or to get it.
Does the county bear some responsibility?
I don't know. I'm not sure if it was the county that was basically the inspector that they got it permitted through or if it was the city. And so I'm not sure.
When was the house built?
Within the last 3 years.
Two to three years. Yeah, that's what I think, too. Yeah.
I went to that property with Keith.
Did you? And so was that before we incorporated or afterwards?
It was before incorporation.
And when I say we went there, we went and did a lateral inspection there.
You were there for it.
Oh, I was there for it.
We did do a lateral inspection?
We did. I wouldn't have the record of it. I wasn't contracted by Lipid at the time. But I do recall going to that property with Keith. Because it is an unusual property.
Well, that creates more of a challenge that we don't have any paper records for it. But it seems like, based on your memory, that we did do an inspection of it.
He says he has paper records of everything he inspected.
I'm sure it's there. It's just a matter of finding it. But if what you're saying is true, it's going to show we approved the wrong thing, mm-hmm. which would take on full liability.
Yeah, because honestly, if it gets into dispute with his neighbor and his neighbor says, I've got paperwork, I don't think it's even come to that question yet of, do you have a record of an inspection? If he said, yes, I've got an inspection report, then all the liability could fall on us.
I'd
agree with that.
Make an offer to go join with them. A third is, like you said, a third of it.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll.
Yeah, I would agree.
Do you know what the property owner's name is? The guy that built the house?
The one that you think Kevin Walker is the name of the parcel.
Okay.
Let me see if I have pictures. This would have been
Do you know what the house number is by chance? Can you look that up, Levi? Do you have any?
Parcel number or
no, just the house number on the just the house number is all I need.
8047 North Parkman.
Okay, here it is, Kevin Walker. I'm just gonna try to figure out when it was built. So, actual, let's see, 2024.
Around 10/24/2023.
Year built, 2023.
Was the year after we incorporated? Or is that the year we
2023 was incorporation.
January of 2023. I remember when we collected the impact fee on this, and then they kind of got started on it, and then there was a big delay.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, they got busy. Is that how you recall,
yeah.
Levi?
Yeah. And so Keith and I had gone back to that property multiple times to look at it.
Okay.
I think the tricky part is not having those as-built and not having a GIS or something in place when those, just in plat 14 today, there's at least two of those stub outs that are broken off. So if that one was broken off, the other one, that's an easy mistake with how this lot was set up.
Yeah.
Because both of them were coming into the same lot, even though it was intended for the other one. This is a pretty tricky one in that regard. But we did sometime between July and October, because October is when we installed the meter. Or no, it would have been earlier in the year.
The water meter?
The water meter was installed in October of 2023. And like you said, the foundation sat for a while because there were some permitting issues that
mm-hmm.
needed to be taken care of. And then they came back and we had gone back out later for the lateral inspection. But I wasn't entering anything sewer related at the time. But I was riding along with Keith consistently every day from January till August.
Well, I remember when you were doing that.
So yeah. if we don't have like an inspection report, and but we do have, you know, I'd say a witness saying that
we did inspection.
I would dare say, you know, it's either a 30% or a 50% or 100%, you know. If we don't have any information to back it up, I would say we either do a 30% or 50%.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, if we can find that information, I'm not sure that it's fair to the new homeowner, you know, that it's partly our fault if we really did inspect it and it didn't get hooked up to the right one. But if we don't have that information, you know, I'd say it's fair to either assume all three lots that are involved, or two lots and us, or we just say half and half.
Natalie and I are going to Keith's tomorrow at 2 p.m. to get all the inspection records, because it has the water laterals on it as well, and she's going to be scanning all those so we can put them on our water side, and we'll share the PDFs with Litbid. I can see if anything's in that bundle while we're collecting those. Because it would have the water inspection that I'm looking for.
Well, let's just make the assumption at this point that we basically do, you find a record. Even if you don't find a record, it seems like based on your memory that we have some evidence that we did do an inspection. So does anybody have a motion, want to make a motion of what you think it's fair that the district covers or pays?
Contributes to the cost of the project?
I'll make a motion for half of the $12,000.
I'll second that.
Okay. All right, it's been moved and seconded to cover half of the expenses, or six. So if we just said $6,000 even, is that fair?
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right.
Are you paying them directly or paying the contractor?
I think that we'd probably be paying the builder directly, and then he can work it out with his contractor.
Leroy Wayman as Mirkwood Builders. Isn't
yeah.
that how it
yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's who's listed on the parcel.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. I didn't say aye.
One correction to the attendance was minus Keith.
Yeah, Keith is not here. All right, I'll recommend that we close the meeting.
Second.
Okay. All right.